Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up!
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, Sam Crowley, welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday show, wherever you are in over 100 countries around the world. It's great to have you. At least you're here. I mean, you could be anywhere, any place right now, but at least you're listening to this show, which is only going to make you happier, stronger, faster, more successful, wealthier, better looking, and in the greatest shape of your life. Yes, sir, that's what this show does, and so much more, so much more. So, hey, I want to talk about what you're eating, what's your diet. I don't mean food. I mean what you're putting into your mind, because let me tell you, brothers and sisters, it is the most important thing you could ever do, what you feed your mind on a daily basis. So I want to talk about that today. I'm jacked up, man. It's January 14th. We're one day. Tomorrow's the big day. You know what tomorrow is? If you're a religious listener of the show, I mean, if you're a fanatic about the Everyday Saturday podcast, you know what I'm talking about. It's January 15th. We're 95% of the New Year's resolutions go up in smoke. Like Cheech and Chong. If you remember that reference, then you're 40-something. Cheech and Chong. Smoke, dope, and hope, baby. They'd ride around in that van, smoke pot the whole time. When they open the van, and just go smoke everywhere. Those are the New Year's resolutions, man. They're just the smoke. They're opening up the van, and there's those dreams. Oh, my God. The weight I was going to lose. The business I was going to start. The relationship I was going to go after. The big entrepreneurial journey I was going to begin, but I took two steps and saw how hard it was. And, oh, my God, I actually had to do some work. So I'm just going to go back to my comfy little prison, a.k.a. cubicle, sit there, watch the overweight slob nuke the mac and cheese in the lunchroom, eat it, and have the yellow stuff just slide down their face onto their white shirt. And that is what I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life. Because it's too hard to start a business. I need my health insurance. I need my 401k. I need my friends. I love my water cooler. I love catching up on the weekend from all my broke friends about what they did this weekend. Weekend went too fast. Not bad for a Monday. Oh, it's hump day. When did you have your lobotomy, Jane? Oh, I had mine 6 years ago. That's when I decided to join the rat race. They removed my brain. I have no emotions. I'm unable to really think for myself. So now I walk around aimlessly following the person in front of me, and yes, I nuke my mac and cheese as well, because that's what they do. And I don't ever question what my boss says, because they say I've been identified, and that means that they have grand plans for me, which ultimately means I'm going to work just hard enough to never get fired, and they're going to pay me just enough, so I won't quit. And that's the beautiful relationship that I have with my boss, and I love it. And I'm already dead. I'm 31 years old. I'm dead, and it's just going to take another 43 years to bury me. So thank you. Peace out. Okay, that's somebody not feeding their mind. Okay, so be very careful. Stand guard at the entrance of your mind, and understand who you hang around, what you talk about, how you talk about. You notice how I'm speaking on this podcast, kind of like I do on the other shows, kind of a loose cannon, if you will, up with the voice, down with the whisper, up with the voice, down with the... Do you think that catches anybody's attention? Of course it does. You want to know what really pisses people off is when I talk like this in regular settings. They hate it. I mean, truth be told, my wife hates it because when I talk like this in public, it's embarrassing. It makes people uncomfortable. Think about it. I mean, we're hanging out. We're at Kroger. I'm in the deli. You're in the deli. I pulled the green little tab. I'm number 42. You're number 43. I'm getting the Black Forest ham, and you're getting the macaroni and cheese. I don't know why I keep using mac and cheese. There's 8,000 foods to choose from. I choose that. But anyway, let's say you're getting the roast beef, okay? I give them my order. You're waiting. We got to make small talk. You say, and I know you. We know each other. We're casual acquaintances. And I ask you how it's going, and you tell me, well, it's pretty cold outside. That's it. That's what you say. It's cold enough. Wish the weather to get better. And then I reply, yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? Happens every year this time. Nothing. Crickets. Because nobody knows what to say. Yeah, it's really weird. In January, in the middle of January in Ohio, it's cold. That's the nuttiest damn thing I ever saw. Must be global something going on. Warming, cooling. I don't know. El Mingo, El Nino, El something, El Duque. I don't know. But boy, there's something going on in the air, you know, because it's never cold in Ohio in January. Ever. Never, not one time. It's usually 97 hot and humid. At least you're not having a bad hair day. See what I mean? It's just mindless gibberish going on all day, every day, everywhere you are, at work, at the deli and Kroger, Publix, wherever you want to talk about, wherever you are right now. I'm using a grocery store as a reference, okay? But I talk like this when I'm out in public because I want people to be present, okay? And that's just kind of how I roll. Now, that's, you don't need to like it. I mean, I'm not going out. I am not running for office at all anytime soon. However, I think I'd do very well if I were a political individual. But I way too many skeletons in my closet, man. I mean, you know how they go back to first grade, right? I mean, are you kidding me? If I ran for public office, I might go to jail only for what I've done in the past that nobody knows about. I don't think in the 80s it was illegal to do some of the things I did. Now, I'm pretty sure in 2015 it is, so I'm just kind of probably going to get late. Just, you see that my hand, there's the radar right there. I'm going to fly just under the radar, and I'll let all those other people that are masochists that want to just get beaten up for a living go run for political office. But anyway, I'm not out to make, I mean, I would love to make friends. I like friends. I like having friends, all three of them. I really enjoy it. But that's not why I wake up in the morning, is to go make more friends. I wake up in the morning to go make a difference, first of all, in the life of my family, my daughters, my wife, everybody involved, trying to make their life better if I can. I don't always, I think my wife would argue that I actually make life worse, you know, because I'm this obnoxious boob that walks around and just is always happy and challenges people if they say, I'm not having a good day. I just want to know why you're not having a good day. True or false, you woke up on the right side of the ground today? True. True or false, you can stand up? True. True or false, you have access to a computer? True. But I got a job. Hey, I didn't ask if you had a job. I said if you had access to a computer. That's all I was asking. You took that to mean I don't have my own Wi-Fi because my boss manages what I get on in the internet. Oh, okay. How many hours a day you work there, Skippy? 8. Oh, you know there's 24 in a day. I know. What do you do the other 16? Sleep, eat, watch football, Housewives of Beverly Hills, get on Facebook 17 times after I make a post to see how many people liked it. I know. I see how you roll. That's most people. But you can't hang around people. Just because you don't do everything that we're talking about today doesn't mean you don't hang around people that do. And if you're hanging around people like I just described, the person in the deli, the person who's trying to make excuses as to why they don't have Wi-Fi and the other 16 hours of their day, even if you slept 8 hours, which is great, I do, went to bed at 10 last night, got up at 6 this morning, feel great. And I can't, for some reason, I don't know why this is with me, I know when I've gotten 8 hours of sleep, because I feel amazing, versus 7.5. I don't feel the same. And I know people wouldn't believe me. I don't know why. I mean, who would lie about their sleep? Like, it's not something I would choose to embellish to make a point. But I'm just saying, I know if I go to bed at 10, I know waking up at 5:30 versus that extra 30 minutes. I don't even know why I feel that, but I do, and I feel amazing. Absolutely amazing. But I don't hang around people who tell me how tired they are. I don't hang around individuals who tell me how poor and how bad they have it. I know bad things happen to good people. I know that. And look, I receive that. And it pains me to see bad things happening to good people. It does. It really does. I mean, look, if you have a heart at all, if you're a human being, if you cut and bleed, you understand that you don't want to see anybody in pain. But pain is inevitable. Misery is optional. Okay? Pain is inevitable. Misery is optional. You have to overcome your circumstances. You have to grow larger than the problem that you currently have. Whatever your problem is right now, you need to grow larger than what that is in order to squash it like a sledgehammer to a nail. And it isn't going to happen in a day, because my thought is this problem did not happen with you, to you, whatever, in your life in just one day. It probably took some time, didn't it? So you're probably not going to get out of it in just a day or two. Maybe it's a week or two, a month or two, or God forbid, me, you know, 7 years to get the bankruptcy off my credit report. But it did happen, and you know what? It didn't. It took like 7 months before I was back up on my feet and alive and kicking again. So really, that's optional. That's up to you. And I'll tell you, and I'm going to leave you with this thought today for the show. I'll tell you this much. The only way I was able to rebound from any of those devastating situations, financially, relationship, everything that's happened in my life, is I hung around individuals who lifted me up. They held me accountable, and they used words. They sowed seeds into my life. Like, it's going to happen, Sam. It's going to do it. But don't sit around in the fetal position, man. Come on. You're a champion. You're a victor. Get up. Let's go. And these are people that I met for coffee, for lunch, that picked me up, lifted me up. My pastor, one of my best friends at the time, an old business associate. And they're also people I listened to, Bob Proctor, Les Brown, Tony Robbins, and people like that, because I was looking for any seeds to be sown back into my mind to help the harvest come back again. Does that make sense? So if you want your harvest to come back, don't be like everybody else. Don't talk like everybody else. Don't do what everybody else is doing. It sounds so simple, doesn't it? But just watch. Watch how uncomfortable you feel when you make other people uncomfortable by the way you speak and the way you act and everything else. But man, life is so much more fun when you're unique. You know, everybody's born an original, but we all die as copies, man. You need to receive that message. Do you receive that message? Love it, baby. Love it. Hey, make sure you leave a 5-star rating on iTunes for the Everyday Saturday podcast. Just go over there, leave a 5, just click the button, 5 stars. Leave a nice comment, helps other people find the show. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.